Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest 2020. Porkfest.party. You can go there to learn more about the event. It's also the Porcupine Freedom Festival still happening here for the next few days, and then it'll be only Porkfest all next week. So you still got plenty of time to come on out and join us here. And part of the fun of being here at this event, it's Ian and Aria, by the way, here in our studio. We're at the top of the hill in the RV area of Rogers Campground. One of the interesting parts is meeting new people who are interested in freedom and are here. And some of them for the very first time. Now, we're seeing a lot of friendly faces, people we know from over the years, people who I haven't seen in years coming back this year for the first time in half a decade or more in some cases. So it's nice to see some old faces coming out. But we've also got new people we've never met before, and Craig Young is one of those. He's an attorney and originally from Texas but recently moved to West Virginia, not quite to New Hampshire yet. Craig, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me on, Ian.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And you'd come up and said, hey, you guys should check out this interesting news item or show topic, potential show topic. And you just kind of mentioned what it was, and then you said you were the attorney involved. I said, well, we could check it out, or we could just ask you about it since you were involved. So tell us the story. What went down?
Well, initially, some of the free thinkers in the San Marcos, Texas area got together and petitioned the city of San Marcos to remove fluoride from the water supply.
Okay.
And everything's going smoothly. You know, it was kind of a hassle to get them to certify the petition before we got it on the ballot. But I wasn't really involved at that point. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was following it from the background. But, you know, there's some other people more involved in it. But,
and the idea is fluoride is bad. It shouldn't be added to water supplies.
Right. So after they get it on the ballot, the city of San Marcos sues the petitioners. Basically it's a slap suit, which is, you know, a public policy lawsuit. You know, it's really not designed to make anybody whole. It's just, you know,
they want to
create
punish you.
Obstacle.
You they want to. They want to punish you. They want to tie you up in court and cost you attorney's fees in order to defend yourself. Right.
Right. But the good thing that happened here is the city of San Marcos had to pay $50,000 in attorney's fees.
Really? They lost.
Yes.
Nice.
So they got this fluoride thing on the ballot. How did the ballot thing go? And did it get voted in?
Yeah, the ballot passed, but they were able to change the ballot language on us. They didn't like the ballot language was, they thought it was overly broad.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they watered it down. They kind of won in what the language actually turned out to be.
Oh, really?
But it hurt to get the $50,000.
Yeah, all right. So what did they end up turning it into?
Well, I don't have the wording in front of me, mm-hmm. but essentially they watered down the language, you know, and the guys that put together really broad, sweeping language, you know, to deal with every kind of fluoride that's in the water, because, mm-hmm. you know, some of it's not the stuff you get from your dentist, you know, it's industrial waste.
Right.
So.
So I guess I'm just curious to know, because I know that, like, here in New Hampshire, there's a really frustrating procedure where somebody can get petitions, signatures, and submit these things, and they can get a question put on the ballot in theory. But what happens is, at like the, so let's say they were doing it with the school board, they then have this school board meeting where people can then come in and make a proposal to change the question before it goes to the ballot, and they can completely gut the entire purpose of the original question. So, like, instead of mandating that fluoride be removed from the water, the ballot question would be, we are going to have an advisory to consider fluoride be removed from the water, and they would, like, completely, you know, just dismantle the thing, even though a question ended up on the ballot. So did they end up removing fluoride from the water system?
The nice thing about it was the city of San Marcos actually produced the water for a bunch of neighboring cities,
mm-hmm.
so it kind of had the shotgun effect where neighboring cities got the fluoride removed because San Marcos was bound by this resolution.
All right. So when was this? How long ago was this?
It was a couple years ago. I mean, I moved about 2 years mm-hmm. ago, so it was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But there's no fluoride in the water in San Marcos, Texas.
So you're an attorney. Were you on that particular case?
Well,
did you work that case?
Actually, what happened is when they sued There were three. They sued three petitioners, and a few attorneys got together and represented each petitioner. I represented a single petitioner.
Okay.
And or not a petitioner.
What was the legal basis of the city's lawsuit against these guys?
Basically, they didn't want to. They were just throwing up stupid things like in the area we're at, there's naturally occurring fluoride in the water. So they were saying if it passed, that they'd have to pay to remove the existing fluoride in the water.
Which, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, just
you're saying don't add to it, right?
Yeah, but they're saying that somehow that language was going to make them have to remove them. And you know, if you look at the plain
this was the reason they sued the petitioners, because the petitioners, if their petition was passed, in their opinion, may have cost them money.
Yeah, they threw all kinds of. I mean, the petition is public record. If you Google around for it, you can find it. I just use the word Google search engine.
Craig, so you're an attorney. You just moved to West Virginia, and I asked you before the show, why not move to New Hampshire?
Well, I don't think we have time for that.
I got a few minutes.
Well, the area we live in West Virginia is the National Radio Quiet Zone.
I've heard about this.
And my wife has developed an allergy to cell phone and Wi-Fi.
Really?
So we packed up everything and sold and moved up there.
Okay. This quiet zone is a really strange place. Have you heard about it, Aria?
I have not.
Can you describe what it is? Because our listeners may not know about this.
Well, in the town of Greenbank, West Virginia, which is Pocahontas County, there's a large telescope there that's named after Robert Byrd, so they're probably going to chisel the name off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But so that whole area, if you look at a map, you'll see it'll say National Quiet Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody has cell phones there by law.
There's no cell phones. There's no radio transmissions of any sort, right?
Well, there's a convenience store in town that has some Wi-Fi. But
really?
That's about it.
Because, yeah, I heard there's no Wi-Fi. Yeah. There's no. So, like, they literally have payphones still in this place. Right?
Well, there's two payphones. One's at the observatory, and one's over by one of the centers where they put the phones,
mm-hmm.
the service centers for Frontier.
And all of this is aimed at not creating interference for the telescope.
The telescope.
Right.
Right. Okay. So, I just heard about this within the last year. I saw an article all about how it's like you're thrown back 50 years by going into this place. You know, like all the kids that are growing up there, they don't get to, you know, use cell phones. Can you imagine being, a 15-year-old without access to a technology like
They'll
that?
They'll make eye contact with you.
Yeah. I bet that's true. I bet there's some real benefits to living there, but on the other side, you're also cut off in a lot of ways from the rest of the world. Now, can you get wired internet access?
Oh yeah, I've buried fiber optic, and mm-hmm. you know, I got the fastest mm-hmm. internet around.
So I have to say, I'm curious about this this malady. I think a lot of people would say that it's all in her head. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's perpetuated by the telecom industry. Mm-hmm. You know. I personally think that Breaking Bad episode where they have that character in there,
yeah.
I think that was, you know, placed in there.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
I think you're thinking of the
spin-off. Not Breaking Bad, the spin-off. Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
But yeah. that character in there, you know, it's all in their head, and then mm-hmm. at the end he's faking it, you know. And that's not what's going on. Like, my wife has skin. Her skin is, like, burned from the tip of her fingers to her elbows,
mm-hmm.
you know, and... You know, she gets burns, like she was a fitness instructor before, and she was, like, wiping her cell phone across her stomach, and it was mm-hmm. breaking out.
Wow.
So.
I don't know what the truth is about that stuff, but it's an interesting and horrifying situation. I'm glad you found a place where she feels better.
Yeah, we wouldn't have moved if it wasn't working, but the real important thing to take away from this isn't a recognized disease
mm-hmm.
in the U.S., like Canada, Russia, France, it's recognized. But here, no.
Interesting. Craig Young, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy your stay here. How long are you at the festival?
Till Sunday.
Okay, so. Great. Well, we will see you around, and you're welcome to stick around and watch the rest of the show.
Enjoyed it.
We got more coming up here, Free Talk Live, as we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and also Fork Fest. Fork Fest going on for an entire another week, so you got plenty of time to get on up here to Rogers Campground. The weather is fantastic, and we're going to continue here in moments. You can also go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. That is an unofficial website. There's an unofficial Telegram group. You can chat with other people that are here and learn more about what's happening. We continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest 2020, and great people here, interesting stories and characters and stuff to learn about, and meeting new folks, new faces, and seeing old friends as well. You can go to forkfest.party, learn more about this event and what's gone on in the past. This is year number 4, by the way, of Forkfest, and I'm looking forward to seeing how things turn out next week when we know for sure everyone here is basically going to be here for Forkfest, yeah. With the exception of the park regulars. There are still people who come, and they basically live here at Rogers Campground for the warmer months of the year. They'll come in May and stay until October, basically, or September. And then the park closes, sadly, for the wintertime. But then again, probably not that many people would want to be here in the middle of the winter. Anyway, it's Ian and Aria in our remote studio. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com because they've got a great introductory section there that can help you learn the basics. And there's no better time to learn it than now. We're more than a decade into the world of cryptocurrency, thanks to Bitcoin. And it's definitely not too late. This is not something that's going away. So at some point, you're probably going to have to learn about it. You might as well learn about it sooner rather than later. That way you can, you know, maybe grab some Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or some of the other interesting cryptocurrencies out there. And they may do good things over time. You never know. So go check out Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to Bitcoin, you can also appreciate a lot of the stuff at Bitcoin.com, like their news site, which will give you the latest news headlines about the world of crypto. So go to Bitcoin.com as we continue here. Young lady just walked up to us here in the studio and was offering some homemade trail mix as samples, yep. And you're obviously willing to send those out. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. And her name is Sarah. Sarah, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks so much. I really enjoy listening to your show.
Yeah, I actually heard about you from your boyfriend, Bo Davis, who is a longtime friend of mine, and he was the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
He did a wonderful job.
Which is an amazing movie, and I'm so proud to have been the executive producer, which means I didn't do any of the real work. It was all Bo who did that, and it really turned out fantastic. If you haven't seen it yet, check out victimlesscrimespree.com. It's a great movie. It's an hour and a half long feature-length documentary film about our friend, Derek J., who you heard on the show a couple days ago, who was arrested 5 times for all victimless crimes in Keene, all on video, and it turns into a really entertaining and moving documentary film. So, I will
tell people, I mean, it is a fantastic movie. The, yep. The ending of the film is sad. Not representative of what's going on in Derek J's life. I mean,
not right now.
His life is freaking fantastic. When the movie ends, it does not look that way. But
no.
I mean, he's back in New Hampshire now. And it needs that addendum. It does.
Well, I mean, we've had an addendum. We had the 5-year. There was a 5-year anniversary screening that we did, and we did a Q&A afterward. And so Derek had a chance to kind of talk about how he's, you know, doing now and what his life's about now. And so that exists. It's on video.
Okay.
So people can see that if they want to.
And that's not what they're going to see if they look it up on YouTube, though.
No, but there's victimlesscrimespree.com. It's got a link to all that sort of ancillary stuff. So, Sarah, you are, as we mentioned, you're Bo Davis's girlfriend, but you've got your own story, obviously. Tell us your story. You are not a New Hampshire, you were telling me off the air, you're not a New Hampshire native, but you're also not a Free Stater, meaning you didn't move here as part of the libertarian migration. Somehow you got connected with these people. How'd that happen?
I was living in Boston, mm-hmm. and I had a big life change,
mm-hmm.
and I moved to New Hampshire up north. And then I didn't meet some great people, and I met a member of the Free State Project, and ended up moving down to Manchester and finding out what a libertarian was.
Cool.
Turns out there was a name for all of those opinions that I had.
So you were already a libertarian. You just didn't
realize I just didn't know it.
Okay.
I didn't understand there was a name for it. So about 2.5 years ago, I started hanging out in Manchester with the West Manchester Porcupines down there.
Mm-hmm.
And attending New Movers potlucks and market days. I started vending, and I was cooking brunch for about 8 months straight. I do brunch at the community center down in Manchester.
Cool.
So.
And you've got things that you've put together here. You've got some homemade trail mix. And what else? What else are you offering at Forkfest?
Homemade granola and trail mix,
mm-hmm.
Citronella bracelets, fruit snacks. I like the side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, yeah.
I love to work remotely, so I'm working on doing that full time. I also do graphic design and marketing.
Excellent.
So
that's good remote work.
Yeah, so a few more clients and I can quit the day job.
Excellent. That's what we were just talking with Dan Gaudreau about, is, you know, being able to strike out on your own.
Did you see his lamps?
Yes,
those
I did.
Those are amazing. Psycholetic.
Such a cool name, too. I think he's got a good thing going there. But it's really cool when people are able to do their own thing and you know, go after their own dreams.
And be your own boss and make your own schedule. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's very important.
So you were in Uruguay recently.
I was for 4 months.
Tell us about that, because it's not only Bo Davis who's been to Uruguay, but also Derek J. And his partner, Steven, spent some time down there. Isn't it one of the easiest places to immigrate to?
One of the easiest. I was able for like $10 to start the processing for a work visa. So mm-hmm. it's not residency, but they have so many people from other South American countries and even European countries who come to work for the tourist season.
Mm-hmm.
Food service, bars, you can work on the beach, tons of opportunities. So the government makes it really easy to do that above the board.
So what is it like? What's the process?
You have to pay your fee at any of
$10.
$10.
Okay.
Then you have to wait 6 weeks for your appointment, and you need to bring a copy of your passport and your birth certificate that's been translated. So my meeting was scheduled, and then I was working in a restaurant because I had it set up, so I was able to waitress 2 days a week.
Okay.
It was awesome. You get a base pay for your day. It's not just tips. So that was better than working as a waitress in the States.
Wow.
Okay. And the restaurant closed due to COVID. The country shut down for about 3 weeks, closed all construction, all businesses. And my visa processing was, my meeting was scheduled for the next week. But they closed down all non-essential. Yeah. So I showed up and they're like, we can't help you.
Wow.
Yeah, delayed until further notice. You won't have to pay again. But... So right now in Uruguay, they are not enforcing immigration because their borders are closed. So anyone who is there on a tourist visa is unable to cross the border. So they're not enforcing immigration at the moment.
So when you say the borders are closed, does that mean you can't get out?
I got a flight through the embassy.
Through the U.S. embassy?
They've had one every week for Americans in Uruguay. I think that they rub elbows, those two countries. So.
Huh.
Yep.
So you were able to leave because of the United States Embassy.
Yep, because I was an American.
Huh.
And they're doing repatriation flights into Uruguay for Uruguayans.
Wow.
Yeah,
I remember seeing that international flights are down like 99%. I guess a lot of the world has completely locked out anyone from coming in from anywhere.
They really have. They've grounded all of their flights to the airports. I check it every day just to see if there are any departures or arrivals. None.
Nuts.
Well, they'll open up soon enough. We got lucky. In Uruguay, they didn't really do any mandatory shutdown of anything. They encouraged businesses to close and for people to stay in, and people did. But they've already opened back up by like 85%. In Buenos Aires, I had a friend at the restaurant with me, and in Buenos Aires, she had just moved from there, and her mother and sister were still there.
Hold that thought, if you could.
Of course.
And we'll talk about Ladies' Night Out coming up here as well, since that's something that's going to be happening next week. And you guys are both involved in that. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 2-day record surge in coronavirus cases is prompting several states to reclose businesses. The governors of Florida and Texas both ordered bars in their states to shut down because of a surge of infections. More than 39,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Thursday. Texas reported nearly 6,000 alone. CDC Director Robert Redfield says Americans must embrace social distancing measures to slow the spread of COVID-19.
To stay 6 feet apart from each other as much as possible, to wear face coverings when we're in public, and to practice vigorous hand hygiene. I also want to appeal to the millennials and those that are under 40. It's really important that this group really commit themselves to these practices to protect those at risk.
This is USA Radio News. Springfield police in Illinois are confirming at least one person was shot inside a warehouse today. The suspect fled and police are searching for him.
We're still searching for a suspect. It's doubtful the suspect's still at the scene, but we are acting as if. So that's all I have right now.
Springfield Police Commander Brian Oakes says the Bun-O-Matic facility is very large and will take some time to fully search. Employees have been evacuated. Police are urging residents to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Air travelers who refuse to wear face masks on planes to protect passengers and crew from COVID-19 are not only being stopped from flying now, but may also be banned from flying commercially in the future. Delta's CEO saying customers who choose to not comply with this or any other safety requirement risk losing their future flight privileges. Last week, American Airlines blocked a traveler from flying into New York after he refused to wear a mask. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party, learn more about this event that is going on for a whole another week, so you got time to come on up here and join us at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. That's Ian and Aria in our remote studio here talking with some interesting folks from the campground. Sarah is with us. She's one of the organizers behind Ladies Night Out. We're going to get into what that's about, but we've been talking about your experience in Uruguay. You went down there, spent 4 months there. You were in the midst of applying for a work visa with the intention of staying for some amount of time. And then the whole COVID crackdown insanity began, and you decided you wanted to get out. What was it that inspired you to leave after having intended to be there for some amount of time? Then these things changed. What changed in the way and in what ways to make you say, you know what, I'm out of here, or I'm going back to New Hampshire?
I wasn't able to find work, and I knew that I wasn't going to be a priority being on a tourist visa. So I kind of felt uncomfortable being abroad, very little in savings. I felt, okay, go back, save up again. You have a better idea of what it's like.
Okay. So. And what were you seeing around you in as far as the reaction to COVID and what the Uruguayan government did?
Very little panic. The big
little
thing.
Panic?
Very little panic.
Okay.
The government made sure to say, do not hoard. We're not, you know, I think we went out and bought 5 bags of flour that first night just because I got a little scared.
Yeah.
We got flour and yeast to make bread and some extra meat to freeze, but we didn't see any hoarding.
Okay, so people weren't going crazy.
No,
that's
not
good.
At all.
So could you buy toilet paper? Because that was the big thing here. You couldn't get toilet paper.
You could buy toilet paper, and on the day that the restaurant closed, it closed during my shift when the government put out this, here's what's happening, here are our recommendations. So I asked my last table of customers, what they thought was good to stock up on. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned flour and yeast and stuff like that. And then I say, and probably toilet paper. And they look at me, and this is a really nice restaurant, and they go, really? You don't have water? You need to buy toilet paper? Like, that's your big thing? Like, first world problems, really? That food isn't more important? Like, do you not have a shower? Right. The reaction. It's extremely rustic. They call it third world. I didn't feel third world down there, but mm-hmm. lots of people don't have indoor plumbing or running water or electricity. So, wow.
So
I did.
They were suggesting that you could just hop in the shower and rinse off.
Or like bidet from the sink.
I have,
I have an actual bidet,
and it's very, very nice. I highly recommend it. If, it is a life-changing device, and like it's the first thing when I got here, I'm like, oh, God, 2 weeks without the 2 weeks without the bidet. Every time I sit down on the toilet seat in the hotel room, it's ice cold.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, my
what
God.
What a luxury. You like the finer things in life, man. You got a heated bidet. Don't go down to Uruguay, man. You might not be comfortable.
I think you can get them down there, too. I mean,
they're more expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't have the same trade deals.
I spent 200 and something bucks. I mean, it was spent 200 bucks on this thing, you know, and you use it every day. I mean, it averages out to, like, nothing after you, if you think about it, right?
Well, and you work from your house, right?
Yep.
So I'm constantly bouncing around. That's my goal to get to, is fully remote working.
Very cool. So. Let's talk about Ladies Night Out. You mentioned that you were involved with Ladies Night Out. Ari, I think you're the founder or one of the founders of this?
It was initially my idea, but it very quickly became bigger than me. So
where did the idea come from?
Last year here at ForkFest, noticing the lack of women and the creepy responses that women would often get if they came here. You know, it's the age-old question, why aren't there more women in the liberty movement?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because there are a lot of creepy men in the liberty movement.
Yeah.
So the idea was to have a place for women to hang out where they wouldn't be harassed and all of that.
Okay.
And I say harassed loosely, right? But
yeah,
that was
so,
the idea.
So no man will be allowed within this particular zone? Is that the idea?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I stepped away from it as a, quote, organizer of it back
in
like February. Well, I'm still active with it, but
okay.
I've been too busy. So I'm like, well, here's some crypto. Do make this happen.
Okay.
And it's going to be great.
So tell me about it. Like, what's the vision for this Ladies Night Out? Besides a place for ladies.
Well, that was pretty much the vision. And selling crap that... I say crap, yeah. Selling stuff that, you know, women would
want. Handcrafted merchandise.
Some women-owned businesses.
Yes.
I mean, there are candles and some custom-made wine glasses, that kind of stuff. And, of course,
some girly stuff, right?
We're going to be selling wine, obviously.
Okay.
That one was my idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a winner.
But yeah, girly stuff.
So wait,
mostly.
Can a guy... Okay, so you're saying you don't know all the rules for Ladies Night Out Camp Zone. Could a guy come buy wine
sure.
at Ladies Night Out?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope you'd sell it to a man, even if you wanted to have a ladies-only zone.
I imagine if... I don't even know if that's still on the table, but if there is a ladies-only zone, it wouldn't include the vending area.
Okay.
So.
You got something right up there on that shoulder. It's gone now. Okay, good.
Cool.
Got to keep an eye on everybody's insect attacks.
Yeah, I just brushed a spider off me a few minutes ago. He was just crawling on my arm. He was minding his own business.
Well, that's good.
Accidentally.
For that moment, at least.
Yeah.
So what's going to be happening there? I mean, besides people hanging out, but besides people selling things, isn't there a concert going to be happening there?
There is.
Like
July the 4th at 8 o'clock p.m. We're going to be hosting a concert by the band FUD, which I'm in, along with Captain Kickass and Michael Gray.
Right.
So that's going to be fun. There's also the sexuality and disability speech that Chris Lopez is putting on there, I think, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a lot of ideas lined up, but it was ultimately a matter of, okay, well, we have all of these ambitions, we have all of these ideas, but what can we realistically make happen? Because at one time, just talking about busing people all over the country, I was like, this has got to be scaled back.
Mm.
I mean, we have never done this before, and we have to lower our goals here. So
okay.
The only goal is to make it happen.
So, Sarah, what was your involvement with Ladies Night Out?
I designed the logo and the first business card. And I wanted to ask you, Aria, that first business card talked about goods and ladies, and it also had a cryptocurrency component. Will that still be part of it, do you think?
I've never even seen the business card.
I'll have to pull it up.
So, I don't know. Yes, Ladies Night Out will be accepting cryptocurrency, if that was the question. I mean,
so
obviously.
You can buy wine for crypto.
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
You should always be able to buy wine for crypto.
I mean,
Right.
I assumed because that I was part of it, people would just know, oh, yeah, that there is definitely crypto there.
Exactly.
And gold backs and silver. We'll
okay, so,
all of it.
Well, when does this campsite begin? Because it is not here yet. Okay, so that would be Sunday, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so when
it's Forkfest only.
Forkfest only. Okay, gotcha. So that's going to be another interesting question, and we won't know it until it happens, is who's staying for the next full week?
Yeah.
A lot of people are leaving at the end of this weekend, but there's some people who are staying. Plus, there are people who are coming just for next week. So, yeah, there's people who are leaving at the end of this week, but there's also people who are coming on Sunday or Monday of next week or coming toward the end of next week for the weekend this next weekend. So we don't know how many campsites are going to be like you're talking about where they don't exist right now during the Porcupine Freedom Festival / Forkfest week,
yeah.
But they will exist next week. And we also don't know how many campsites are going to go away that are here this week that are not going to be there next week. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this pans out. There's a lot of first-time things happening here. It's the first time that Forkfest has happened after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The past three times, it has been before. So it was the week prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This year, it was scheduled to happen after, but then the Porcupine Freedom Festival scaled back their event to where they no longer control the campground, so Forkfest can now happen at the same time. So all of a sudden, Forkfest became a two-week-long event after we've been promoting it for most of the year as just being a one-week-long event. So you know there's people who were expecting it to only be a one-week-long event. They bought plane tickets or they planned their vacation or got their vacation from their workplaces for next week. So is next week going to be bigger? I don't know.
Is it going to
be about the same or even a little smaller? It's hard to say.
I think in the grand scheme of things, it probably would have been better to just have Forkfest run concurrently with the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year.
But we couldn't have planned for that.
No, we couldn't have, because they made their decisions so late. We couldn't say, hey, we're sorry to all of the people who have been planning their vacation around what we've been saying for the last freaking year.
Now it's changed. No, and I don't think it would have been, and I don't know if I agree with you. I mean, while it's not a bad thing to have both events going on simultaneously, I think Forkfest alone last year had a really great vibe to it, and it'll be interesting to see if we can, redo that again.
The second night here had that vibe. I'm hoping it returns.
It had it a little bit. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us. And we got more on the way.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live here at Porkfest 2020. Also happening, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You can learn more about that event. Also, forkfest.party. Now, one of the big differences, Forkfest has no organizers. Forkfest has no tickets. There's no ticket price. It's just a completely decentralized, do-what-you-want kind of an event. You want to create a thing for people to do, like ladies' night out. You just create your thing at your campsite like the guys did at AnyPay. They've got an amazing dome that they've set up here with a killer lighting system. Yeah. Three disco balls in the AnyPay zone.
It gets bigger and better every year.
It's going to get bigger this year because they've got another disco ball that's going to come in on Friday.
Of course they do.
For the space disco. They've got a special space, like Saturn disco ball, where they 3D printed their lighting guy 3D printed like Saturn rings or something like that.
Wow.
And attached it somehow to a disco ball.
Okay.
So it's going to
be... So we're going to go in there in a few years and it's just going to be like disco balls everywhere. Laying on the floor, 14 of them on the ceiling and the walls.
Yeah, it's an amazing little thing that they put together, and it's really an attraction here. So go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about that event there. Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity, and they represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So before we had a couple of guests stop by to talk to us, we were discussing the Seattle CHAZ or Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone and how it is apparently being shut down, at least according to its so-called in the media de facto leader. Again,
is he the guy they were calling, warlord?
The warlord, yeah.
Okay.
He's just a rapper. I mean, yeah. He's like, I'm not a warlord. I don't know what these people are talking about. But for whatever reason, you know, the media likes to find someone they consider to be a leader.
Oh, yeah,
the police like to find somebody they consider to be a leader because all of these sort of traditional organizations are organized in a pyramidal hierarchical structure where at the top there's a CEO and then there's middle management and then there's the, you know, the people on the lower end. And of course with the police, you've got the police chief, you've got the captains, the sergeants, and, you know, down the line.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's the lens through which, you know, most people view the world is that hierarchy, that pyramid structure.
Yeah. And so they can't understand something that doesn't act in that same paradigm.
Yeah.
So they
we saw that last year here at ForkFest with one guy who didn't know how to handle when he asked who was in charge. And we were like, no one.
Yeah, he rolled in. We were sitting sort of near where we were, a couple spots over, but we're on the main road here as you come in. He stopped his car and like yelled out his window, I think it was, who's in charge here? And, yeah, you've never been to ForkFest. Okay, yeah, this is, you don't even know what festival you came to, do you? It turns out that guy was a socialist.
Right.
And
so, I mean, obviously, he's not inclined to understand a lack of a hierarchy.
I mean, he may have understood it later on as time went on.
True.
But come on up here. Enjoy this beautiful campground with wonderful people. We'll be interviewing more of them as time goes on. We did see Tatiana Moroz earlier. She said she'd come back over. So plus Aaron from Anarcho Vegas is here as well. So we may get a chance to talk to those ladies. And in the news otherwise, so we were talking about the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, shutting down. And it looks like that is over. According to the CNN article, the mayor is encouraging people to leave, which usually means that at some point some sort of enforcement is going to come down. They may, you know, send the police in to clean up whatever stragglers decide to not leave. One of the statements from the CHOP committee says they expect, quote, a very small number of holdouts, but they will be, quote, too small to be more than an annoyance for pedestrians rather than a zonal blockade. So they are removing all of the street blockades that have been put into place.
Their borders.
Yes, and people will be leaving the CHAZ. The experiment is over. I think one of the things we were discussing is how ineffective a lot of these protests have been.
Yeah.
I think that's what we were touching on before we ended up talking to some guests there. In that, and I was saying that a successful protest can get the word out about a thing, right?
Sure.
Like if you've got 500 people in Central Square in Keene, New Hampshire, this tiny little town, as Black Lives Matter did a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even 3 weeks ago at this point, that's going to get some attention. People are going to talk about it. The media is going to report on it. You're going to get whatever the issue is that you were there to protest. It's going to get into the news. It's going to start a conversation locally. And maybe you'll even get some national level attention if your movement is big enough. So it's not to say that protests are entirely ineffective. I mean,
right.
But mostly they are. Like, they don't do a whole lot. They will get you some attention. But the thing is, if what you want is politicians to do something for you, then you're going to be disappointed. And
yeah, because politicians work for themselves.
Yeah, well, and they're lobbyists, right? The people that line their pockets.
Well, sure, but they're ultimately motivated by themselves.
By their own,
they're using the lobbyists to work for themselves.
Sure. But there's, you know, there's back scratching going on, right?
Oh,
they get money
absolutely.
From the lobbyists and they do favors for them. And in this case, you aren't a person with money. If you're out at one of these protests, you probably aren't a lobbyist. You probably aren't somebody who's connected with mega corporations with millions of dollars to spray all over these politicians to get your way. So you just sort of go to the protest and the politicians see this thing happening and the politicians are like, well, they see a parade and they want to run out in front of it. That's sort of what a politician is expected to do.
Right.
And they always want to act like, well, I've been here the whole time. I've always agreed with you, Black Lives Matter. I am Mr. Politician, and I'm here to support you. I've always been in support of you. Here I am. Elect me. I'm running, by the way, in 2020.
And they're really good at making promises.
Yes.
They're excellent at making promises. The amazing disconnect that occurs, though, is that Americans don't realize that none of these promises are ever being kept.
That's right.
I don't understand why they could just continue to try the political system after politician has broken their promises.
You see, Arya, this time...
It will be exactly like last time.
This time it's different. This time, this new politician, he's never been a politician before. He says he's going to be different. He is going to go and change things for real.
Yeah.
He said so.
I'm sure he did.
He ran he walked in our parade. He carried a sign. He's serious. He really cares.
I'm sure he cares about winning the election.
Yeah. And that's what he cares about. Because then once he wins the election, he's in like Flynn for the next 4 years, and there's nothing you can do to get him out of that office. And, of course, the person who replaces him is also going to be just as bad. So any efforts that were put towards, let's get this guy out of office, well, okay, great. You just spent however much money and time trying to get somebody out of office, only to replace them with another scumbag. So it's frustrating, but yet... people keep falling for the same old scam again and again. And so I want to bring this into a related story here, one that came out a few days ago, and I bookmarked it because I definitely thought it was worth talking about. Headline from the Star Tribune in Minnesota.
Okay.
Police reform efforts collapse in divided Minnesota legislature.
Of course they did.
So
that's what the legislature is there for, is to make things that people care about not happen and to make things that people don't want happen.
Yep, that pretty much sums it up. And in this case, of course, Minneapolis, the spark that literally lit a flame in a police station, they set a fire in the police station there. I mean, people are mad in Minnesota. They want change. They want to see the policing system as it is changed in some sort of way for the better. And while we here on Free Talk Live, and I can't speak for everybody, but I mean generally the viewpoint on this show is that the entire system needs to be abolished and have the marketplace provide these protection services, the average person isn't there yet. You know, they don't understand that viewpoint, so they just want to see changes happen to the system. And there are some changes that could happen to the system that wouldn't be bad, right? Like ending the war on drugs.
Sure.
That'd be a good one. Ending qualified immunity for police officers and every other bureaucrat. That'd be a good one. So, like, there's a couple things, a few different things that could be proposed that can help things out here. But again, you would then require politicians
to do those
things. And now, because politicians are constantly making issues into political footballs, which they can then fight over, especially during an election season, well, guess what? They couldn't come to any agreement on any kind of reforms whatsoever. We'll continue here in moments from ForkFest 2020. This is Free Talk Live. ForkFest.party is the website.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy. You want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.